DA7XM.
KK7, KEL.
KK7, KEL, VA7XM, good evening. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. How's it going, Steve? Yeah, it is kind of good morning, kind of good evening. I work a night shift, and it's my night off, so I'm just out here dorking around in the shop. What's going on?
About the same for me. Kind of being the diligent dad, waiting for my daughter to come home, just send her a text, where the hell are you, that sort of thing.
Oh, I feel your pain. I'm glad I'm not in your shoes right now. Two of my youngest are still a little too young for those days, but yeah, hopefully she gets home soon, safe and sound.
And it's not a case I'm worried, it's just you don't sleep when those things are going on, but she's a savvy kid, 23 years old. She's an adult at 23, I guess, but not in my mind.
Yeah, copy that. Nope, I understand. I've got a 30-year-old and a 26-year-old for my two oldest, and yeah, it's kind of weird to think of them as like full-grown, functioning adults, even though they're your kids.
Well, she lives under my roof, so as long as that's the case, she's a kid.
Oh, I can respect that. Your house, your rules, totally understandable. So, yeah. Anyways, my name is Carl. This is Carl down here. I'm in Ferndale, Washington, just south of the border.
Pleased to meet you, Carl. It's Mark here, Mike Alfa Romeo Kilo. I'm in Cloverdale, 6 miles north of the border, and I cross it regularly. And yes, I know where Ferndale is. Been there more than a few times.
Yeah, fantastic. I'll leave the 2-meter radio pretty much queued up on RPT for the meantime. And I don't know. It just seems like there's more traffic on this station than most of the other ones. So I just keep it here and tune in occasionally. It's my busy time, so I don't get into the radio room too often. But like I said, I'm working nights, so I got some time to myself out here. So I'm just kind of taking advantage.
You got to take advantage. Quiet moments, stuff like that. Yeah, you know, I just thought, you know, it's time to go to the shack, which is the garage, and turn the radio on, see if anyone's out there, and you know. It's quiet. Why not?
Yeah, that's pretty much it. I come out here. That way I don't have to worry about keeping anybody awake in the house. And I can just dork around and mess around out here. And I realized just a minute ago how much of a mess it was out here. I think I'm going to be in need of some serious post-spring cleaning here pretty soon.
Well, you know what? Now that you mention it, I'm looking around. I could probably fill the box of the F-150 with a bunch of junk that I really don't need and get rid of it.
Well, you could do that, but I'm sure that it's probably fair to say that those are more of treasures than junk.
Yeah, they exist. Then there's my car staring at me, which I got to get working on, get it on the road this summer. But so you say you do shift work. What is it you do?
Oh, Mark, right now I work for an oil refinery down here in Ferndale, and so right now we're in the middle of an outage. I don't normally do shift work, but I just got the lucky straw, and so I'm working nights and just managing the shop and the fabrication at nighttime. So, yeah, that's what I'm doing.
Ah, very good. Yeah, I worked a good portion of my life on shift work, and It worked for me. I quite enjoyed it. I mean, I wrapped up my original career on a Monday to Friday, and it took a while to get used to that, but eventually...
Well, I'll be honest, I'm not a huge fan of it. It doesn't suit me perfectly, but, I mean, it's not bad. I'll take it for what it is for the time being. Luckily, I only have to do this every few years, and it only lasts for a month or month and a half, and I don't like going back and forth. A lot of the guys do the whole, like, five on, 5 days, five nights, and I don't like going back and forth, but I don't mind doing it on a consistent basis for a period of time, but as long as I know my roots are on day shift, I'm okay. That's better for the family, so that's good for me.
Well, that's what it's all about, isn't it? I was on shift work when my daughter was born, and so was my wife. And we were fortunate. I mean, we were able, between the two of us on shifts, we were able to raise our daughter and not, you know, rely on daycare too much, and you know, do what a good parent does. At least I hope so. But on the other side of it, I really enjoy four on and four off. There's, you know, it's pretty hard to argue 4 days off in a row.
Yeah, there's no doubt 4 days off in a row is definitely nice. I kind of have a really nice schedule, so I do a 4-10.